our children have that overlap of ADHD with the language and learning trouble. And one thing about ADHD that we're figuring out is that these children go through their entire lives thinking that their teachers don't like them because they confuse frustration for anger and acting out at them. And I can understand how that happens, you know, because teachers do get frustrated. They have a whole class to teach, and if, you know, if they're alienating the people in their lives, the teachers, you know, if they feel alienated from their teachers, then they're not going to be able to get the support that they need from those teachers. So it is a really sad thing. Like, I could hear that emotion in you too. So I tell my kids, all my kids that have ADHD, you don't think that your teachers don't like you. They're frustrated, you know, and I can understand why they're frustrated. But they're also at high risk for getting into trouble just because they're struggling. And at some point in their lives, once children have experienced so much academic failure, then I really think that they feel like their choices are very limited, and they can be seen as stupid or they can be seen as being a tough kid. And nobody wants to be thought of as stupid.
It's difficult.
Yeah. So I think even in junior high and high school, we see more acting out.